Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And again, we're here to do some wonderful healings. So we're going to first do the entity clearings with everybody. And as we're doing this here, I'll just talk about the Lightship that comes here once every 2,000 years. And we're at the 2,000-year time right now. And it's here to help everyone, if you wish, to get on board for the ascension process. And naturally, this is the ascension process is to get fully into your body 100% so you can reactivate your blueprint of your physical body at the time of ascension. This is how the process kind of works. The universe is turned off and everything that was created by the light gets returned to the light and the blueprints are all available. And if the spirit that's in your body that looks out of your eyes can activate your physical body, then the ascension will occur for you. So we're doing a lot of healings with people this way. Just came back from San Francisco, and that was a wonderful event. The New Living Expo had the light chamber there, and a lot of people had a wonderful time going into this here. So we're taking away entities now. You may feel them leave you. These are emotional bodies of people who passed on, and they're still hanging around the earth plane, probably because the dark side didn't want the earth spirit to recollect them. And hopefully at some point that process will change so you can have a higher consciousness. But in the meantime, these things come into us, work with their own life patterns, what they've learned through body hopping through many, many people. And when they come into us, they dilute our energy, have us act out like we're the puppet on the string, their own life experiences, what they wish to do with us, how they wish to control us. And naturally, it's not us doing these strange things, it's them. And then we're held accountable for that because the body is always held accountable for its actions here. So we're taking them out of you. We're working with our bottom of our feet going up to the top of our head right now. So again, just do a scan of your body and just see how you feel. You might sense the energy leaving you. Aches and pains can definitely go away instantly when the entities leave you. And again, you want to ask your spirit to help this yourself. When we're not doing this show, your spirit can help to release entities out of you if you command it to do so. And that feels pretty good. We're going to bring more of you back into your body right now. Here we go. I'll count to 10 as you come in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And bringing more of you into your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So just kind of take a little note there, look at your body, do a body scan, and just see how you're feeling. And you should feel like these energies have left you. You might feel tingles in your body. You might feel a little relief, a little pressure gone out of you. A lot of people actually feel warmth as your spirit comes into your body. We'll do another process here. Naturally, because your spirit doesn't really want to be here, and a lot of people express that, saying they don't want to be here either, verbally, your spirit normally does not wish to come down below your waist. It's been traumatized too many times, so it just kind of wants to come in and find the easiest way out to get out. So we're going to do now to help your body in healing, we're going to bring you in to the bottom of your feet. So this is new to you. What it's going to feel like, you may feel your bottom of your feet tingle, your legs tingle. And for very, very sensitive people, you might get a little dizzy during this process. So the process is that we're going to have your spirit come out of your body. Remember, your spirit normally comes in through maybe your crown chakra, your heart center. And now we're going to actually have it come into the bottom of your feet and move its way up through your body. I've had some people, when I did this, they actually kind of felt little tingles. They kind of giggled and laughed because it kind of like tickled as the spirit would come through, and you'd actually feel it move through your body. And this is a wonderful thing to do because you're going to have more healing in your lower extremities. So here we go. We're now going to just come out of your body momentarily. This is perfectly safe. The light ship is doing this for you. And coming in through the bottom of your feet. And we're coming in now. Coming up to your ankles, knees, waist, and now you're in fully. Do the same process, coming out, coming back into the bottom of your feet. And I'll just go in and out a bunch of times here. So here we go, in and out, 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 and back in. Okay, kind of take a note there, a mental note, do a body scan, ask your spirit how you're doing, and we're going to do a chakra alignment now. Go to your heart center and reposition that so it's in the right orientation with all the invisible bodies that make you up. Perfect. And now we're going to go to your throat chakra. Move that energy there. Third eye. Good. And go back down now to your solar plexus, moving that around. Wonderful. Second chakra. Good. And first chakra. And if you wish, we can open your chakras up a little more than normal. This will allow you to have more healing, since your spirit needs to connect with all your invisible bodies. And it also allows you to get a lot more energy in your body also. So we're going to go body width with the chakras. Here we go. Stronger. 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 And we'll just change that to spin. So spin, 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 open. That's better. Spin, 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 open. That was your throat chakra, third eye. Spin, 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 open. Going down now to your power chakra, below the heart. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. And now we'll do the mind to heart drop. This is where you get your spiritual guidance from, your heart center, where your spirit is located. And remember, your mental body needs to surrender itself to this. It doesn't always want to do that process because naturally it loses control and the love energy takes over. So here we go. We're going to drop you down. And again, if this is the first time on this program, just think of your forehead being your mental body, your thoughts, awakening consciousness, and that'll be the 10th floor. First floor is your heart center. And just kind of visualize, if you would, an elevator dropping down, and the first floor is your heart. So here we go, dropping down. We'll just count from 10 backwards. 10, you might actually feel the energy move in your body. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Dropping down some more. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So just sit there, relax, breathe into your heart center, and communicate with your spirit right now. And I'll give you about a minute just to have this wonderful energy of your spirit. And we'll bring in some peace energy, too, in the silence here. Okay, so that should feel good for all of you. And I think we'll put you into current time. We've done this on previous shows off and on. And remember that sometimes you go into the future with our thoughts, other times you go into the past. So some people go into the future wanting a better life, and they kind of live there maybe dreaming of, you know, the future and how they wish it would be. And there's people who also, you know, live in the past, and those people are the ones that maybe had a better life in the past, and they want to revert back to a prior time, maybe when life was better for them. But where you want to be really is in the present moment. This is where all your energy is. So here we go. So the people that are living in the past, and you can also be in both places at once too. So the people that are in the past, we're going to bring you forward now into the present moment. And I'm just going to go wherever you are. Typically, you're probably running, you could be back years and years, but we'll just consider that this healing is going to bring you directly into the present moment here. So I'm going to count to 10. And at 10, we're going to be into the present moment right now. So here we go. We'll count backwards since we're going from a previous year to now. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, just kind of take a mental note, really a heart note, but we'll just use the term mental note here, and just kind of see how you're feeling. See if you have more energy right now. And next we're going to bring you into the moment for those people who are in the future. Here we go. Again, counting backwards from wherever you are in the future. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. And again, see how you feel. You should have a lot more energy right now. And I'm going to just check out the fast chat here. Yeah, Pranav says he misses the light chamber. Yes, he was also here in San Francisco and experienced the light chamber, one of the more frequent flyers that we had here. He had the unlimited sessions, and boy, it was just quite something. Each time I saw him come out, he was kind of like floating more and more and more, and more residual energies were taken off of him. And this is true with everyone else. So you just actually feel much better during this process here as you become more of who you really are. So what we'll do is maybe just give you all a quick experience of the light chamber. We'll do a 15-second session here for everyone. So sit back and nothing for you to do. Remember, the light ship does all this for you. This is not like earth-based healings where you have to actually think of something, maybe meditate on it, move the energy. This is not needed by the light ship. In fact, if you do that, you could probably get in the way of what they're trying to do for you. So here we go. We're going to start right now. And you're going into the light infusion chamber right now. And the session is starting. And you may actually feel your body loosening up here. So we're about 5 seconds now. And 10 seconds. And 15 seconds. There we are. Now we're coming out. And again, I'd like you just to do a little scan of your body, see how you feel. A lot of people that I have talked with who've been in the light chamber, they all walk out with a big smile on their face, and they feel like they are a different person afterwards. So I'll monitor the fast check here and just see how people are responding to this wonderful light infusion chamber, because it puts light back into your body that hasn't been in it for a long, long time. Normally you would not be on this planet to have it. So here we go. We're going to do another little healing. We'll do an emotional sample for everyone. And we'll go back the last 5 days here. Take away the trauma that you may have experienced. And this is released from your emotional body, your physical body, and your spirit. Remember, your spirit takes on these energies, and the first thing about any kind of healing is you have to heal your spirit first if you wish to have a physical healing, because it can be clogged up, so you always want to work with the spirit. And then that also relates back to the densities that you have, because it's taken on those densities also. So here we go. 5 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And just kind of do a mental scanning now, see how you're doing. And 4 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So see how you feel. We'll do a feeling body. This is much like the emotional body. Same process here. 5 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 days, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Yesterday, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And I guess we'll do a trauma body. There's people who live in a lot of trauma or have had trauma in their life. Maybe they can't get out of the trauma. This stuff keeps happening to them over and over again. Remember, the past will always recycle according to your consciousness and according to the programming that's in your body, normally according to your genetics. So your body wants to heal this stuff, so it keeps recycling. And also the trauma could be from our space brothers out there, the negative ones that want to keep you in trauma also. So here we go. We'll do a trauma clearing. So we'll do 5 months ago. Then we'll go back to the current time right now. So 5 months ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 months ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 3 months ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 months ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 1 month ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And we'll go to today here. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. A lot of energy there the last month. And let me just check the fast chat here and see what's, Pranav says that his body, each cell in the body was buzzing. Yeah, that's quite common here. And yes, it does clear out a lot of densities from you. You should feel like weight has here, feeling more lighter and relaxed. Yeah, that's what the light chamber does for everyone. It's, you know, just really a lot of instantaneous healing. I'm going to bring in the female light being. So if you wish to click onto our site here, if you're brand new, just scroll down on Creation Lightship Healing, scroll down, and you're going to see a light being in front of you. About an inch on your scroll bar underneath the blinking flower. We're going to activate her right now. So we're going to bring some divine energy into her so she'll come into your room. And typically what happens is when this energy comes in, it's very, very high frequency. And when they come in, entities leave. So you actually get a house clearing here, a room clearing for sure, and energies around your house normally will not stick around because the light beings are there. So here they come. This will be three of them coming in. These are female energies. And just watch your light being on your monitor screen here as she becomes activated. Here we go. This will take about probably 20 seconds. And it's coming in stronger. And you may see the picture actually change. A lot of people comment that sometimes she'll smile, other times she'll become a little bit brighter, eyes will change, colors will change around her, she'll become more three-dimensional. So there's quite a bit that happens here. There we go. And now she's fully activated. Let's see what we can do next here. I'm trying to see what you people might like here. Let me read the fast chat. Anything for healing here? Light chamber sample we've done. Let's see. I'll just create something here. Let's do a planetary clearing here. The planetary clearing are how the planets control you against your free will. And if you had free will, you wouldn't they wouldn't be connecting with you. And you can't tell them to stop because they don't obey spiritual law. These are dark side energies. And how they're being controlled, I don't know. There's many possibilities there. They could be actual extraterrestrial beings in that planet. It could be thousands of them. That could be their manifestation. It could be naturally in the dark side universe, and they're connecting to you somehow to take your energy. It could be actually the planet, like I said, or beings in the planet doing this here, but regardless, they shouldn't be with you. So here we go. We're going to do 10 planets from you. And again, take a note of your body. Do a scanning of it right now as we do this clearing. And think of a problem that you're dealing with. It should probably be a physical problem. And we'll just see if this lesson is for you right now. Here we go. 10th planet released. 9th released. 8th released. 7th released. 6th released. Number 5 released. 4 released. 3 released. 2 released. And 1 released from you. So you may want to just get up and walk around. I'd recommend doing that. Maybe twist your body like a washing machine, you know, side to side. Stand on your tiptoes. Stretch your arms out. You may want to bend over. Just kind of do some exercises just for maybe about a half a minute and just see how your body's feeling. If these planets chose to connect to maybe your hip joints, maybe you're actually walking better right now. Maybe you lost some pain out of them. Remember, the dark side lives on your traumas and emotional energies and also physical body energy. So this is why we release them from you. We'll do another healing here. And we're going to do a healing. I think we'll do a sample of the sensory clearing. And these are all sample healings. They do work. A lot of them are only about 80% effective, only because you must have your full lifetime done. And I do special sessions one-on-one with people to do these. For those who are interested in moving forward in their life and getting rid of their past baggage so you can become more spirit. And this is why we do sample healings, so you can understand how quick and fast they work. These are the same type of healings that Jesus did 2,000 years ago. This is why, as you probably have noticed, things happen so quickly here. Here we go. We're going to just have a little break here for probably about a minute. I'll let everybody kind of sample their walking before we do the next clearing here. So again, just do a body scan and look at yourself and just see how you're feeling. Okay, we're going to go back now. This is part of the sensory clearing. Sensory clearing is what I do for everyone. The cost on it is $200. And I go back till you were first incarnated here. And this clears out a lot of your genetic programming. Remember, who you are is your past. And that could be a second ago, or it could be, you know, 10,000 years ago. This is what your body has stored inside of it. This is what you're dealing with. So your body is continuously dealing with the past. History repeats itself, recycles over and over again. So what we're going to do is go back to the 1500s here. So we'll start at the year 2000 and go forward to now. And so sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Now we'll do the 1900s to 2000. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 1800s to 2000. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 1700s, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Feel a lot of maybe intestinal energy right now, solar plex energy. And 1600s, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So some of you out there have a lot of energy in those years. Wow, 1500s. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, just kind of do a little body scan. Ask your spirit, you should be in your heart center still. The way you tell is if your thoughts come out of your chest area, out of your heart. If it comes out of your head, then you left the heart center and now you're in the mental area. And it's much better to be in the heart center where your guidance is. So again, I'll just read the fast chat here. Yeah, we could do a weigh once and hopefully we could do a glass of water. So yeah, we'll do a glass of water for you. For health, let's see. We could do drinking water. I'll just do a glass of drinking water for everyone. So if you want to just all get up and get a glass of water, in the next maybe 5 minutes we'll do drinking water for everybody. This water will last for today, so just get maybe a 8 or 12 ounce glass of water. Next we're going to do another sample of healings here. And what we're going to do is release you from a few parallel lives that you had. We've talked about those quite often. The parallel lives are the dark side holding you captive, having your spirit go into these artificial intelligent bodies that look like you. Remember, you may have a body that's identical to yours, right now listening to a BBS radio show, and the body does not carry divine energy in it, but they're fabricating that for you, so you think that you have to be over there doing this process. Remember, you only have one life in the now, and the one life is what you're listening to right now on BBS radio, but the other ones could be all artificial. And you're in an artificial earth, and this is created by the dark side again to capture your spirit and to take energy away from your spirit so you cannot receive full healing here. So here we go. I'm going to take you out of 10 of these lifetimes. So this actually empowers you. It's much like doing the planetary energy. The planetary energies are what's taking your energy away, and they should not be connected to you, where this one here is actually taking your spirit away. So you have body energetics versus your spiritual energy. So here we go, parallel life. So 10th lifetime you're being released from right now. Number 9 released. And again, you know, take a note of pain in your body. 8 released, physical condition. 7 released, 6 released, 5th released, 4th released, 3rd released, 2nd, and 1st released. And again, I'd like you all just to kind of walk around a little bit, see how you feel. That way you can sample the healing to see how it's doing for you. You should feel typically a little bit lighter, a little more presence in your body. And when you're more in your body, you'll actually feel heavier. But you should be a little more alert with a higher consciousness. And that consciousness isn't that you're smarter, but that you have more mental faculties. It's the fact that you have more intuitive insight. And that's the difference of the two. So the more intuitive insight you have, that's your spirit working with you, where your actual thinking abilities is the mental body. and the mental body, like we mentioned many, many times, was not created by the light, and that's actually the darkness preventing you from going into your spirit energy to become spiritually conscious. Okay, so we should all have a glass of water. So what we're going to do is we can either use this for drinking. So I'm going to first do the people that have water, a glass of water that's used to drink. And then I'll do with your same container of water for those who wish to use it for their skin. Okay, so here we go. So make it perfectly clear, we're going to first charge this water up, which you can actually drink a sip out of, maybe drink half of it. And then we'll dilute the water to zero charge, and then we'll put it in for skin water. So here we go. Hold a glass of water in your hand, and we're going to have the divine light beings come, and we're going to have the turtles come to you. So you may actually have visions of turtles. There's three of them. They'll come in through the light being on your monitor screen. And here comes the turtles. And put one hand on each side of your glass of water. And this will probably take about 15 seconds here to energize. Okay, there we go. And that water is charged. So get a drink of water, as much as you'd like to have here. And we have a question here. Should we consciously call ourselves back from parallel lives to the now? Yeah, if you can do that, that's great. If your spirit will obey you, it'll come back. Remember, it gets kind of brainwashed. So this sees, you know, all these bodies that need help. And the dark side is there saying, oh, this poor body, you know, has a hurt foot or a pain in it. You got to come into this body to heal it. So it doesn't always understand and know what to do. But yes, if you call it back, it may help you. If it can understand and it doesn't get blocked to this energy. Remember, you should not leave your body at night. And that's when they take you also. Remember, the dark side is very sneaky, very tricky. And the dark side, oddly enough, can heal actually probably quicker and faster than the light can, because they created your illness. They created your problem. So if you go to a practitioner and all of a sudden you have a wonderful healing, that practitioner could be using dark side energy of the mind to do the healing. And that's how the dark side works, is through the mind energy. And like I said, they can actually heal quicker and faster than the light can. And the reason is, and you want to listen closely to this here, the reason why the dark side can heal quicker than the light is because the dark side gave you the problem to begin with. They know the mathematical, say, formulas, whatever it is to undo, using the term spells, we'll say, on you, and get rid of those instantly, where the light only works in the now. So it has to go from this now to the next now, and over and over and over again in each now period to correct the problem that the dark side gave you. And this is what's happening now in this time frame, because we're at the end of the 2000-year cycle. This is why there's so many practitioners out there practicing whatever they're doing, connecting to mind energy, doing healings. And, you know, naturally the churches now that are in the New Age movement, the New Thought movement, you know, I say the word New Thought, that's actually a movement. They have conferences on New Thought. This is all the dark energy is coming together, in a sense, teaching people how to use their mind to control the reality. And just commenting on that, if you could use your mind to control reality, then, you know, why hasn't it worked for us, okay, completely? Why hasn't our mind, which we think is so powerful, been able to release ourselves from the situations that you're in? You just sort of get more entangled up in stuff using the mind. You know, why can't you just, you know, actually think a thought and bring peace to the planet? Well, the dark side doesn't want it to work that way. So this is kind of what's happening. So people think of the New Age movement as, you know, a new avenue, a new venue of healing. just hear about it and they go, wow, I can do this work like a sorcerer does. I can create my reality by thinking of something and it appears. Well, that's where the dark side works. You know, you're using the battle of the minds. Your mind is now maybe a little more powerful because you're putting more energy out, more conscious thought out to change the reality of your consciousness of what's happening to you, and you're interfering with somebody else's. So it's the battle of the minds. So when you really understand that, you know that the light only works in the now, then it's a completely different system, and that the mind is actually the darkness energy, and that's the way it works. Giving you what you want, you know, you're like signing yourself over to the dark side when you do a lot of those energy transmissions and things and group meditations. That's a whole different topic and venue. So the whole teachings that the Lightship has is to stay inside of yourself, go within to experience your own divinity, and don't go outside of yourself. Don't look for stuff, because your spirit knows more than any book that's ever written. So you want to definitely stay within yourself, do that heart connection. Don't allow your mind to sidetrack you, to bring you false information. This is why in every show we drop you down into the mind. This gives you the chance to connect with yourself. So you get your own truth, and your own truth will be universal truth. And hopefully everybody on this show listening can do that, and to partake in the divinity of who you are rather than getting caught up in the mind energy. So hopefully that's helped all of you. Let me see where we were here. Got a matrix healing here we could possibly do here. Yeah, the matrix is kind of what you're caught into. And the matrix energy is the energy of the mind controlling you. Remember, everything outside of yourself is mind energy. The light only works in the now. And once you understand that, if you remember anything at all on this show, you know, write it down on a piece of paper. The light only works in the now. And anything outside of the now is typically of the darkness, because you're in the past or the future. This is where you want to be, is in the present moment in the now. This is why we brought you back to the now when the show first started here. Some people ask me, how do I keep my energy to myself? Well, we'll do a little exercise right now. So I'd like you all to maybe put your hand in front of you, both hands, like you're doing a prayer, in front of your heart center, and move your hands apart, maybe body width or a little bit more, and bring them in slowly. And you're going to feel this invisible ball tension. And we have skin water here. Yeah, we'll do that in a second here. We'll charge you up first here. And here we go. Move your hands apart, and I want you to do the life force energy. So what you're going to say out loud is, I now increase my life force energy. And you can write that down, which is, I now increase my life force energy. Okay. And so now what you want to do is move your hands further apart and come back in slowly, and you're going to find that it builds each time you say this affirmation. So let's move our hands apart now, and we'll say it out loud. I now increase my life force energy. Move your hands together, and lo and behold, you're going to find that your hands probably are separated by about 6 inches or more. And we'll say it again. I now increase my life force energy, and come in again, and you notice that they're further apart. You're actually feeling your energy of your spirit being resonated through your body. We'll say it 10 times, and we'll do our skin water. I now increase my life force energy. 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 Energy. I now increase my life force energy. I now increase my life force energy. Your hand should be all the way out alongside of you by now. I now increase my life force energy. I now increase my life force energy. I now increase my life force energy. That feels pretty good to me. So what I'd like you to do now is get your rest of your water. put that in front of you, put one hand on each side of it, and they're going to neutralize it right now for you. And now we're going to build it up and make it for your skin. And this skin water you can put on your skin, and this session will not work on the archives. So here we go. The drinking water will, but the skin water will not. So it needs to hold certain frequencies as I'm online with you right now. Everything needs to be worked through the consciousness from the light ship. So here we go. Put your hands on each side of the skin water, and it's being activated now. You might feel energies moving through your hands, much like the energy initially through the drinking water. Okay. And it's almost done here. Okay, it feels fine to me. So again, this water will only last for like tonight and today or tomorrow, so you want to use it. Just put it on your skin. And a lot of people comment that once it goes on your skin, it kind of evaporates very quickly or gets soaked into your skin. So you might try that. Maybe put it on your hands, on your face. Do that right now and just see how it feels for you. And we'll do one other clearing here, another sample clearing of what the light ship can do for you. There are people who are in chronic pain, so we'll do a pain body clearing. And we're going to go back 1 week now. So we'll go back actually 5 days. So here we go. So 5 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 3 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And yesterday, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. And just kind of take a note here how you feel. You might want to get up and walk around. Remember, this is a pain body clearing. And just see how you're resonating with this healing here. If you have pain, it's maybe released from you here. So again, walk around and just see how you feel. Okay, and we're going to do a relationship clearing in a sense here, another sample clearing. So what I'd like you to do, if you have somebody in your life that's bothering you, that keeps recycling and their energy kind of comes to you and you have a difficult time with it, think of that person right now. We're going to disconnect you energetically from them. They can always reattach naturally, but maybe you have some reprieve here. So just think of them in front of you right now. We're going to take the energy that they're giving you, connecting to you psychically. This is like psychic attack energy, taking away your personal, spiritual, and body energy. And they should not be doing this. So here we go. So you might want to call energy vampires, people like that. So here we go. Six chakras being released now back to them. This is their energy, which the cord that's connecting to you. Fifth chakra. The cord's been released. Fourth chakra, released. Third chakra, released. Second chakra, released. First chakra, released. And now we're going to take the energy that you gave this person. Remember, normally whatever happens with the relationship of any type, it goes both directions, okay? They're in your life and you're in theirs. So now we're going to take the energy that you gave them and think of the same person here. And you're going to be getting your reclaiming your energy back to yourself. And it'll be healed, put back into neutrality as it comes into you, just like your energy was. So here we go. Sixth chakra. Energy is coming back to you, so released. Fifth, released. Fourth, released. Third, released. Second, released. And first, released. And again, I'll just like you just to take maybe a half a minute or so and just think of this person and just to see how the energy feels between you. And you may even want to walk around a little bit also just to experience the energy. Sometimes people are connected maybe in their kidneys or their lower back area, and walking might help you to understand the healing process here. Okay, so hopefully you're all feeling these wonderful healings. We're going to bring in some of the divine energies now from the light ship, and a lot of people's favorite is Mother Mary. And she at times will come in with the flower essence fragrance. You might smell roses as she comes in. How and why she does this for some people, not for others, I don't know. But a lot of times she will bring this essence energy in of beautiful roses. So here comes the energy of Mother Mary. So we'll just see what happens here. So sometimes it could be just the vibrations in your surroundings too, which may maybe possibly prevent it. I don't want to sound negative, but I don't always get them myself, and other people get them. So it just depends, you know, what's happening and maybe what maybe you chose to experience. I don't know. But hopefully we all get the fragrance here of wonderful flowers. So we'll request that. So here comes Mother Mary. So stronger, 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 stronger. Well, my air is changing in the room where I am, so that's great. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Ah, very nice energy. Very loving, very caring, very nurturing. So again, just sit back and kind of relax with this energy here. Allow it to go through you and around you. And again, you know, ask for healing. What people want to do is basically you want to first learn how to connect to your heart center. And once you do that, then your life is much, much easier because you start to become disattached from other things around you a little bit. And when you're in your heart, the negative energies around you may not affect you as much, okay? Some people say, well, it's hard to be in my heart because I feel all this stuff. Well, when you're in your heart, then you're in more of the neutral zone. You're using the emotions of the heart to sample versus being actually inside of your heart. And that's the difference. You want to be inside of your heart with your spirit. And your spirit then, the energy that you're running through your body, will not really allow that energy to affect you too much. It's kind of like a growing process. Once you get into your heart, then at that point, you're in the moment. And when you're in the moment, there's nothing that can really hurt you because you're in the moment all the time. And you're not running energies of the mind control through you. So I hope this kind of makes sense to you. And then after you're in the heart for a while, and maybe you may be doing this for maybe 15 seconds a day or something, and you expand that out to maybe a minute or two. Remember, it's a learning process because the mind definitely wants to take over. And as you start going into your heart more and more, then you want to expand out your heart chakra. And this is part of the ascension process, is to have your spirit fully integrate with your body. And it will slowly integrate with you, and it will come into the areas of your body where there's no longer density. And this is what you want to eventually achieve, is to have your body fully light without the traumas and baggage associated with it from the past. Remember, who you are is your ancestors' belief system. And this is being recycled in this lifetime. This is true of every life that anyone has ever had here, is that they're resonating to their past. Remember, the past always recycles. So you want to come into your heart center, expand out, and eventually your whole body is like heart energy. And at that point, you're probably able to do the ascension process. And life doesn't really affect you that much any longer because you're always in the present moment. This is where you want to get to eventually here. And releasing all of your past is a very good way of not being in trauma. And all the clearings that I do for people will help you initialize that process and become more of who you are, to be that love energy and to walk and live in your spirit versus walking and living in your mental body and having to look for things of lack that you already have inside of yourself. We'll do another clearing here. We'll bring in some peace energy before the show ends here. So I'll bring in some divine peace energy from the light ship. And here we go. It's going to come in through the monitor screen of the light beam. And stronger, 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 stronger. That feels great here. Stronger, 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 and stronger. We'll leave you with this wonderful peace energy and just experience that. And the light beam will be activated for the next half an hour on your monitor screen. And hopefully you're enjoying your skin water right now. In the middle of this coming month, I'll be at the Mount Shasta WESAC Festival. We'll actually be outside where it's free to come in to the exhibitor booth. So if you wish to experience the light chamber, you can just come to Mount Shasta and have that experience. If you wish to go to the WESAC Festival, my friend Troika St. Germain said you can go to her website and purchase a ticket, and I think it's $50 off. So I believe it's $300, and go to her website and get a discount. So her website, and she's also on BBS Radio maybe about 9 months ago. And it's AscensionSt.Germain.com, very simple. And you can sign up there, I believe, and get the $50 discount. But if you can't afford that and you just want to come up to Mount Shasta to play around, in the beautiful high-frequency energy of Mount Shasta, you can. And I'll have the light chamber there set up. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. I'll also be back in New York at the expo there the first weekend of June. So hope to see you there, too, if you're on the East Coast. So blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening. Goodbye, everyone.